Picture 23, continuing on with toxicology. So we've seen that the LD50s that are used in the material safety data sheets have been these days replaced to a large extent in Western countries with the use of effective doses, EDs, and effective concentrations. Another recent trend is to move towards banded toxicities rather than fixed dose tests. So rather than say that a particular value, maybe like 4 mg/kg, is the thing that's establishing that something's toxic, you're now saying that, well, we do a test with 5 mg/kg. If we get an appropriate response in the organism, then we can classify this thing as a very toxic chemical. And what that's telling you, that 5 mg/kg response, is that it's placing it in a band of toxic chemicals which will have an LD50 somewhere less than 25 mg/kg. And as a result, when you're comparing compound A, which has got a LD50 of 4, with compound B, which has got an LD50 value of 15, then you don't mysteriously think one of them is not particularly toxic and the other one is toxic. Simply putting these things in a band, which is a very toxic chemical, or another band, which is a toxic chemical, etc. So it gets over the hassles of people sort of underestimating what they were dealing with. Now, I said that the values that have been obtained for rats are scaled to the sort of sensitivity we'd expect for humans, which has got a multiplier of around 10. As you've already discovered, when you're looking at environmental limits, as it pertains to water quality, you'll see trigger values. These are based on adverse effects rather than mortality. And so in that previous set of slides in the last lecture then, where we looked at the induction of cancers and things like that, then it's obviously an adverse effect. So in this case then, if our human drinks 1.5 litres per day of water, and we have got a certain toxicant that's present in that water, where we get a response from that organism that then becomes our trigger.